From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. The Boone County Clerk's Office reported 78% of registered Boone voters cast ballots in yesterday's election. Statewide, Republicans pulled off a clean sweep, winning 5 out of 5 of the statewide elections. Missouri voters also passed 4 of the statewide ballot measures. One of the measures passed yesterday was Amendment 6. This makes Missouri the 8th state to require a photo ID to vote. Christopher Husted reports.
Amendment 6, which requires voters to show a state, federal, or military-issued ID to cast a ballot, passed with 63% of the vote. Supporters say the rule prevents voter fraud, while opponents, including many Democrats, civil rights groups, and labor unions, say it suppresses votes from young people, seniors, and people of color. Mike Lewis, president of the Missouri Labor Union, AFL-CIO, says his group is working on an outreach plan to educate voters on ID requirements.
We just want to make sure that we don't lose the possible 200,000 people who have their God-given right to vote taken away because of poorly written legislation.
Those without a photo ID can still vote, but have to sign an affidavit. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Amendment 1 passed, extending the 0.1% sales tax used for state parks and water and soil conservation. Voters also passed Amendment 2, establishing limits on campaign contributions, and Amendment 4, prohibiting new sales tax on any service or transaction that was not subject to a similar tax as of January 1, 2015. Republican Sherry Rice won the race for Missouri House District 44. She says her next move is to make Missouri a right-to-work state. Right-to-work means employees cannot be required to join a union. Rice also wants to create manufacturing jobs in Missouri and take advantage of transport options.
We have the Mississippi River, the Missouri River. We can move a lot of product by barge. We also have railroad. We also have 63 and I-70 at the intersection of the country, so we can truck goods statewide, north, south, east, or west.
Rice's platform also includes having more people go into technical education. She ran against Democrat Tom Pawley to replace the current Republican House Representative Kayla Browden. In District 45, Democratic incumbent Kip Kendrick won his race for Missouri State Representative against independent William Lee with more than 70% of the vote. Kendrick says the parties need to come together now more than ever.
There are so many issues facing this state, facing this nation, that are nonpartisan. That affect everyone. We got to get back to that. We got to tone down the rhetoric. We've got to start healing this nation and healing this state.
Kendrick says he'll continue to support issues Missourians care about, like health care and college affordability. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.